This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Milers Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
On today's coffee break, the real Sapphire Reserve for Business Card. Chase is out with full details about their new business card, and it's not exactly what we predicted last week. Last week's show, predicting the Sapphire business card, Nick and I decided it was almost certainly a refresh of the current Chase Inc. business preferred card, and the real news is that it's not that at all, not even the littlest, teeniest bit.
It was almost certainly going to be that, but we left room. We left room to be wrong. And so, here we are. Here we are. Not, this time we mean business. Let's get down to it. Let's talk about the new Sapphire Reserve business that has now been officially announced. So the new Sapphire for Business card looks similar, but distinctly different still from the Sapphire Reserve consumer card. We'll start with some of the things that you are probably already familiar with, like the $795 annual fee. Woo, steep, but that's the new annual fee. This one has free employee cards. So if you have employees who you want to be using the card for spend, won't cost you anything to add the employees, though you also won't really get any benefits for the employees. It's really just the benefit of being able to earn points on their purchases. Speaking of earning points on purchases, this card is going to earn 4x on flights and hotels booked directly with the airlines and hotel providers, very similar to the consumer version of the card, and 8x on all travel booked through Chase Travel. 3x on social media and search engine advertising. So if you spend a lot on those categories, you'll earn 3x on those, and 5x on Lyft through September 30th of 2027. So it's got earning rates that are very similar, just a little bit different than the consumer version.
Yeah, and we'll be covering the full details of the consumer version on Thursday's show, on Friday's show. We tend to record on Thursdays. You can also hurry to the blog if you want to get full details of all of this stuff, the business and the consumer card. We have it all published on the blog. Let's talk about the major perks of this card. We're not going to go into every little tiny thing, but the major perks: you have Priority Pass and Sapphire Lounge access for yourself plus two guests. Not for employees, though. So if you've issued any of those free employee cards, your employees are out of luck, and you could guest two of them in if they happen to be traveling with you, and the rest of your employees can look longingly through the window at how much you're enjoying the lounge from there.
Hopefully you don't use too many of the ZipRecruiter credits, or you're going to have a whole bunch of unhappy employees. We'll get there.
You're jumping ahead. In addition to lounge access, you've got excellent travel protection. So good news is that the same best-in-class travel protections that the Sapphire Reserve card has long had will continue with the new Sapphire Reserve, and importantly, also with the Sapphire Reserve for Business card. So if that's important to you, that's a great feature. The ability to transfer points is there as expected. You can redeem points through Chase Travel for up to 2 cents per point value. Now, this is a little tricky because the base redemption rate is only 1 cent per point. That's all you get. So it's not like the old Sapphire Reserve where you're getting 1.5 cents per point everywhere. And it's not like the Inc. Business Preferred, the $95 business card, where you get 1.25 cents per point value right now. It's 1 cent per point, but they have these things called point boosts where sometimes when you search for flights and hotels and things, you'll see an opportunity to get this points boost. You'll be able to redeem for better value up to 2 cents per point. We've been told that there's like a list of airlines that you're likely to find those point boosts for, and we'll publish those on the blog rather than talk through those details here. That'll change over time. However, one thing that sounds like it's certain is Chase has this group of hotels where you can book luxury hotels and get other perks at the same time. They call that program The Edit. And if you book through The Edit, it sounds like these power boosts will always be available. So you can get 2 cents per point value when booking The Edit hotels. So that's very nice, especially since The Edit hotels also, if they happen to be a major chain, you also earn hotel points and status credits and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting because that provides a way to book luxury hotels, presumably with good point value, whether or not they belong to a chain. So I think that's a potentially interesting point, though, of course, the variability here with regard to airline redemptions is a bit of a concern. I mean, obviously, when you're getting two cents per point, that'll be great. But when you're only getting 1 cent per point, not great at all. And what I additionally don't like is that a lot of people are going to have to bust out a calculator to figure it out, especially if it's not 1 or 2 cents, but rather 1.5 and 1.75 and 1.25, because there's going to be different boosts. So, not thrilled about that for the airline redemptions.
The other thing Chase told us is that the airfare redemptions will vary based on various factors, and one of the factors seems to be class of service. So I think you're more likely to get 2 cents per point value if you're booking, regional first class or international business class kind of thing, and less likely with economy.
Though that might be good in certain situations because we sometimes see international business class fares that are good enough that if you're able to get 2 cents per point, then you may end up spending fewer points on a paid ticket that where you'll earn miles than you would on an award ticket. So it'll be worth keeping your eye out for those opportunities.
Definitely.
All right. Card also has a bunch of major credits now, coupon credits. So let's talk about a couple of those. So first of all, it's got the easy breezy $300 travel rebate credit that the Sapphire Reserve has long been well known for. So you spend $300 cumulatively on travel, and you earn the st 300 up to $300 in statement credits each card member year. So that's again simple and automatic. Nothing special you need to do there. You'll get a $250 credit for booking hotels through the Edit. So again, that's the sort of Chase competitor to Fine Hotels and Resorts or Virtuoso or that sort of booking platform, where you'll be booking some sort of curated hotels with additional benefits and things like $100 credit. So again, that's up to $250 in credit January to June and July to December, though keep in mind that there is a two-night minimum on bookings through the Edit to qualify for this credit. So you'll need to be booking at least 2 nights in order to be able to qualify for that. Additionally, you get a ZipRecruiter credit. So similarly, you'll get up to $200 in credit for purchases at ZipRecruiter twice per year, once January through June, once July through December. So if you're hiring new people, that could come in handy, though don't hire too many of them, or like we said, you'll have to leave them all outside the lounge. And then Google Workspace, you can get up to $200 per year. That one is not divided into separate 6 month credits like some of the others. So I think you could presumably use that all at once. Giftcards.com, you can get up to $50 in statement credits twice per year. Again, once January to June, once July to December. But on a specifically curated list of gift cards, we don't yet know exactly what that's going to look like. It's going to be available at giftcards.com/reservebusiness, but at least the last I've checked, that's not quite live yet. So we don't know necessarily which brands or cards may or may not be available, but there you have it, $50
I think
credit twice.
we can guess they're cards that we don't want.
That could be. That could be. And then you get a $10 Lyft credit each month, up to, and that's as a coupon at Lyft, right? When you go to
Yeah,
pay
it
for
just
your Lyft upgrade.
automatically when you bring up the Lyft app, it just automatically takes $10 off of your charge once a month. So it's very easy to use. So in addition to all those coupons, they also throw in some coupons and benefits if you've spent $120,000 in a calendar year. So that is a hefty
Hello,
amount of
big
spending.
spender.
This is the biggest difference, I think, from the personal card. So far, yeah, the specific coupons have been different and stuff, but the personal card has these most of these same benefits at $75,000 spend. Business card requires $120,000 spend to get IHG Diamond status, Southwest A-list status. So those are two handy statuses to have. $500 in Southwest a credit, but through Chase Travel. So it's not like $500 of, Southwest money. It's actually, you have to be booking flights through Chase Travel to get to use that. And then $500 of the shops credit, which is a, the shops is a, we talked about this last week. The shops is like a, an online marketplace for overpriced things that Chase put through together. And so you get $500 worth of that stuff. That's more than the personal card. The personal card gives you $250 of overpriced things.
So you get even more of that overpriced stuff. See, and you are wondering why you might spend 120,000 instead of 75,000 for this stuff. You got to spend that extra
Yeah, what a
45
deal.
grand so you can get another $250 worth of stuff. Come on, Craig.
Yeah. All right. We're overstaying our welcome during this coffee break. I
Oh
imagine we're
no.
going to go over our 20 minutes, but
Uh-oh.
that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
We
All right.
we're
We got
we
that
can
in the
do it. We
budget?
can
We got it
pay
in the
everyone
budget?
back. We'll
Okay.
pay everyone back. It's fine. We'll and you know what? If everybody accepts the Sapphire Reserve business card, maybe we could earn the $120,000 spend benefits just by paying everyone back.
Maybe, maybe. Probably not. But maybe,
All
maybe.
right, Nick.
All right.
Let's hear your review of this card.
I think it's kind of lackluster. I'm a little surprised, to be honest. So, if you're going to book hotels through the edit, if you're somebody who's already doing that, perhaps because maybe you already have a Sapphire Reserve consumer card and you already do book regularly through them and you use the $300 annual travel credit, then you might look at this and say, well, I mean, the ZipRecruiter credit and the Google Workspace credit and, some of the other miscellaneous small stuff is just icing on the cake. And so, because the card kind of, you could say, pays for itself with those credits. Although, personally, I find that pretty weak because that credit for bookings through the edit is pretty restrictive in the sense that you have to be booking a two-night stay, you have to be doing it twice a year, and not just any two times a year, once between January and June and once between July and December. That, to me, just creates so much opportunity for breakage that I don't get anywhere near $500 worth of excitement out of that the edit credit. And so, you take the $800 you're paying for the annual fee basically and subtract the $300 in travel because that's super easy to use and I spend that much on travel every year. I don't feel like there's $500 more in value for me in this card over the course of the year, particularly because I'm not spending any money at ZipRecruiter or Google Workspace. And I think that it's interesting that this card is really not appealing for a sole proprietorship at all, because that ZipRecruiter credit is worthless for anybody with a sole proprietorship. And if you have a pretty small business, you're probably not hiring someone or needing to spend money on hiring every 6 months. So this really kind of cuts out a lot of the small business card hold or small business cardholders anyway. So, and the big spend bonuses, it requires a lot of spend for, kind of so-so benefits that I might be willing to spend the 75K for maybe on the consumer card. It depends on your how you pencil out the math there, but I'm certainly not going after those intentionally on this card. So if you happen to be spending $120,000 a year on qualifying travel, well, great, have at it. But I wouldn't get too excited. So I find this kind of lackluster. I expected a little bit more, to be honest.
Totally. I'm the same way. I'm surprised. Chase really revolutionized the like premium card space when they came out with the Sapphire Reserve a number of years ago, and I was expecting something really big here that would make it really desirable, especially the business card. And I feel like it's the other way around. Well, no, it's not the other way around. The personal one. I mean, we'll talk about that separately, but the personal one is better in a lot of ways. Like the credits are more applicable to more people, I think, than the business card. And the business card doesn't even bonus dining, which is, I feel like, a
Big
big,
miss.
mistake because business people, when traveling, they dine out a lot. So, yeah, this card confuses me. I don't understand what Chase was thinking, because it's not the sort of big splash that I expected them to make. I don't, as I said, I just don't see, if you're interested in some of the flashy perks, like the ability to get up to 2 cents per point value with the edit, like I could actually see if you're really interested in the edit hotels, the combination of the every 6 months $250 credit plus the ability to get 2 cents per point, like maybe you could book stays where you pay mostly with points but leave $250 off, in order to get the credit as well, then it could make a lot of sense. But I think for most people, if that's you, look at the personal card. It's probably the better bet for you.
Yeah, that surprises me. I really did expect, like you said, I expected they would kind of turn the world on its head and give us a business card that really competed with some of the other ultra premium business cards. And this is okay at best, and even then, a little weaker than what I would have thought.
Meanwhile, if you want a card that is a business card and bonuses travel spend, the Ink Business Preferred is still 3x for all travel, and only $95. Now, I am still predicting a refresh on that card is coming, but as it turned out, it's not coming exactly when this new Sapphire Reserve business card is here.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host Tim Johnson have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.